Dear listeners, welcome to our weekly podcast. My school is cool.
We are Emily and
Teresa,
and the host of this show, who interviews students from different schools to present to you which schools you could go to in the future. The school we are going to learn something about this week is the Askanisches Gymnasium in Berlin Tempelhof. Today we are joined by
Ivanur
and Elida.
Our guests are, how old are you?
17.
I'm 17 as well.
You don't need to introduce yourself, I think, because you just did. Thanks. Let's begin with our first question.
When does our school at your school starts?
Our school starts at 8 a.m. like any other school. Though it might happen that, especially once you get to grade 11 and 12, some classes
may end at like 5 p.m. even. But like it's usually just 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Even 1:30 p.m. sometimes.
So it's like an average school day.
Okay, so our second question is there a cafeteria? And if yes, then how is the food?
Yes, we do have a cafeteria and the food is quite good. We have a wide variety of different foods. We have salads, sweets, drinks, different things.
Fruits or little snacks, like a bar of chocolate if you needed between a stressful school day as well.
That sounds very nice. I'm hungry now. Okay.
Yes. The next question is, how are the toilets?
So as far as I know, the toilets are cleaned every afternoon by like the cleaning staff. I mean, there are like paintings or like graffiti type drawings on the wall, on the walls or doors. But I think in general it's pretty okay. I mean, it's not the cleanest, but it's okay.
Okay, because we're of course girls. Are there feminine
yes,
products?
There are hygiene products necessary for when you need them.
Thanks. So we have another question, which is, why did you choose the school, if you did choose it?
So, I never heard of the school before. But all my other wishes didn't accept me, so I got I got told to go to this school, even though I didn't know this place. But I think it was like a pretty good, like in comparison to the other schools I want, it was like pretty similar to my other wishes. So I didn't choose it, but I'm still very glad and happy with the school.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me. I didn't choose the school either, but I'm thankful for getting this school because I feel like in comparison to other schools, this school is really, really great. So I don't regret not going to another school.
How was the online school during the pandemic?
We had the pandemic when we were in grade 8 to like the beginning of 9th, I believe. And of course, like it was a little bit hard to establish itself in the beginning, but like it was like that for everyone. Still, I feel the school tried its best and the situation in general was just complicated and hard to deal with, but under these circumstances, I think we did okay. Yeah,
we also had a period where the situation calmed down. There was like a time where we had split groups, like the class was split into group A and group B, and I don't know, Mondays group A went to school, and then Tuesdays group B went to school. I think that was like one of like a good time because it also helped a bit. Like my friend said, it was difficult, but I think it was still pretty good to deal with. There weren't many online meetings. There were just I think in other schools there were more than in ours, that's what I heard, but I think it was still pretty well, like, we dealt with it pretty well.
Yeah, we also had the group A and group B thing for a time, period of time we also had that. Okay, so we have a few more questions, but then we're done. So, how are the PE classes?
So we have different teachers, many teachers, I believe. Mm-hmm. We have a sports field ourselves, of our school, but we also, there's another sports field that is bigger, a few streets away from here, and we always walk there when necessary. It's it also has a field, like a track field outside, but also like a gym. We also have that here, but just smaller. We have a bunch of different equipments. We also have like table tennis, like the tables for it, so you can also play table tennis or volleyball nets or equipment for gymnastics, for example. I think PE class is pretty good. We, at the, like, for you seventh graders, the first thing we did was like parkour and like partner things. Yeah, like I don't really remember, but there was like these group activities at first to just warm up. And at 11th grade, like we have, for example, presentations we have to do. Like, it's not just focused on what you do, like if you're just good at PE or not. Like, the teacher grades you whether you are active in class or if you just pay attention or not, just play around.
Mm-hmm. And once you get to like 11th grade, we have different sports courses that differ from the stuff you do in the PE lessons. For example, I myself chose rowing as a course, so you get the possibility to each Thursday drive to the Wannsee and go rowing there for a few hours, which is really cool and which is an opportunity that not every school offers.
Oh, and you can choose your own PE classes in 11th grade, which ones you can choose. Of course, they're like a bit, you have like a few restrictions, but you can still choose like a few, which, like, what type of sports you would like.
I just thought of another question. Do you have any like clubs or like curricular activities from the school? Like,
yeah, we do. We have debating, it's an English like competition. There is chess, there is theater.
I think there's like an
computer extra clubs.
Economy also exists, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, focus on
recycling and nature, things like that. I think there's a rowing club as
Right. There is.
Comic club, I believe. Or like in general, arts clubs. Yeah, we have a bunch of clubs actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for answering all our questions.
Dear listeners, thank you all for listening. We'll get back to you with another episode next week. Goodbye from Emily,
Teresa,
Elida,
and Eva.